We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Chavav Amud Beis, and we're starting the bottom line of Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. Tani Rav Avol Kamei Rav Yechonon Oidu Chav Rei Beim Medaka Oli Ma'ilim Lem Ridim. Says we said a brisa. Rav Avol read a brisa from Rav Yechonon that a goy and a roi baka Beim Medaka Oli Ma'ilim Lem Ridim, which means you don't kill him and you don't save him either. You should not save him. You should not save him. It's like an issa to save him, but you're not allowed to kill him either. But aval haminim minim Rashi says any type of kaimer lo avodah zarah bein Yisraelim bein goyim, which means a priest aval minim va moisrois, someone who is malshin to the government, even just money, and they're informers about other yidden to the government, which is a terrible thing. So moisrois va mumrim, and a mumar, which means someone who does averis regularly. Then meridim v'loy ma'ilin. You're allowed to throw him into the bar, and vavad, they don't take him out. So that's the halacha. Even klar be meridim. Amalei. So Rav Yechon, I've heard this from Rav Avo, who learned this, said this brayse from him. So Amalei, anis shoyne. I have a brayse that says that we learn out from the pasuk. L'chol avedes chicha l'rabes is a mumar. You have to return the mumar's aveda. But amas meridim, I think you kill him. I have to give back his aveda. Of course, I can't kill him. Sam mikam mumar. Mumar, to take it out of the brisa. The mumar doesn't belong there. Just to say, minim amaisras. Mumar doesn't belong there. Frey te gemara, velishti le kam be mumar oichon avelis te ova and kam mumar oichon avelis lahachas. There's two types of mumrim. One mumar is, he always eats nevelis. But you know why he eats nevelis? First of all, it's cheaper, it's more available. But if you would give him, for free, a kosher food, and give him a choice, the kosher food or the not kosher food, of course he'd eat the kosher food. That's called mumar le te'ava. And the only reason he's eating the nevelis is because it's much easier for him, and it's more available, and it's cheaper. Masha'enkein, mumar le te'ava is that you serve him two things, he daf goes eats the nevela, because he wants to anger Hashem. So that's called the mumar le te'ava. So why is it enough merely like this? The mumar in the brayse that says, meridim, that you'll have to kill him, is talking about the mumar le te'ava. Masha'enkein, the l'chol avedes achicha is talking about mumar le te'ava. So the Gemara, no, Rabbi Yechon holds, Ksava oichel nevelas lahachas minu. He holds oichel nevelas lahachas is a min. It's secluded, minim, you're right. So it comes out that a min, oichel nevelas lahachas is a min, and the a regular oichel nevelas tiyavan is a mumor, which is no problem. And there's a lot of nefkimis in a min and a mumor, like Rashi points out. For example, a sefer Torah should cost for min yisarif. Mashaik and a mumor is a different din. So here, oichel nevelas lahachas, according to Rabbi Yechon, is a min, and that's why he had to take out the word mumar from the brayso, because mumar always means mumar l'tiyav. Itmar, mumar, pligi barvach ravina, charam l'tiyavoin, mumar lahachas min, hava, one of them says like Rabbi Yechon, that mumar l'tiyavoin is a mumar. Mumar lahachas a min, is the basic apikaris. V'charamar, afil lahachas nami is a mumar. Even lahach is also called a mumar, whatever dinam has, not a min. El ezu a min, zav oyved avodah zarah. Someone does avodah zarah. Meisve, I'm going to ask you a kasha. I'm going to show you that a mumar can be even lahach is not called a min, it's called a mumar. What do you see, meisve? Ochel parashachot, someone ate one bug, one fly, or yitashachot, or the different type of flies and bugs. Hareze mumar, he's a mumar. Vahacha here, it doesn't taste good. So it has to be, it's lahachas. You can't say, because nothing available. There's nothing worse than a bug. It's disgusting. Vahacha, lahachas hu, v'ktani mumar, calls him a mumar. So you see, that even by lahachas, it's not a min, it's a mumar. And for the Gemara, hasam ba'ilim mitam, time of the Yisura. There, he also can say, it's not lahachas. I'm not doing it to anger Hashem. I'm doing it because I want to taste the Isra. I wonder what it tastes like. It's very good. A crab looks good. I may want to taste it. So there, maybe I think by the garden they think crab is a tiyavan. I'm not sure, but for us we think it's like mamash time. We want to time. That's what you want to do. Okay. Now this Gemara is a pella, and it's a pella that the some of the Gemaras don't even ask this kasha. It said meisve oichel parash echa yitushachar reiz a mumar. Eat one bug, you're a mumar. I thought the mumar means you have to do something regularly. If somebody eats one thing, does one aver is a mumar? Since when?
Maybe because it's so disgusting. And
no, but the Gemara answers. Right, okay, he could have said. The Gemara says, the time you want the time tam echad, the Gemara says.
That's a
pivot. Yeah, but it's still called thing. It's still called a mumar. Even after Gemara's Tara, it's still called a mumar. It's a pella. So I found two mahalchim to answer this kasha. The Chazanish and the Dov Masharim answers this kasha. The Chazanish answers that we're talking about here, he ate a bunch of different shrotzim. He ate one yitush, one parash, one crab, one of each. But Avadi ate a lot of it. So that's why it's called mumar. He's a mumar to eat these things. That's the Chazon Ish answers. David Misharim says that a big chiddush. He says, if you eat one thing that's a bunch of lavim, you call the mumar. Even if you ate one of them. That's what he wants to say. Here we know on a bug, you have a bunch of lavim. The David Misharim is a Chavita Rav. He says that if you eat a bunch of lavim, one thing with a bunch of lavim, they call the mumar. Amaradi Gechidish, Hakapon, that's two Kishmaka Turtzim to this Kasha of, that says Yiddish Echad. Yeah. Omamar. Maridim Avaloi Mailim. It says over here that Maridim Avaloi Mailim. The Pella is, when you saw this Gemara, he probably has a problem. If you let it kill him, of course you don't take him out. Hashta Chusimachsinon Asuke Meboi. If you let her put him in, I'm talking about now the Minim and the Moistress, right? The Minim and the Moistress, you let her kill him, you let her dump him into a bar. So of course you don't save him. Hashta Chusimachsinon Asuke Meboi. Om Rav Yisabacham Rav Sheishon Nitzcha Shemoisim Maila Babar. That it means like this: if there was a ladder in the bar, like a built into the bar, mile bar means not there was a sulam. There was a mile bar means there were steps in the bar. Megara, you could even take it away. You could like make sure like smooth it out. They can't get out of it. You could do that. The nakele ilah va'omar loisechus chiyusa eloi, because you can make up a ilah and say that I don't want my animal to climb in and fall in there. So therefore, I want to take it away now. It's still a little shver. We'll speak out to answer this question, but why do you have to give me a reason? I'm allowed to throw you in, so of course I could take away the ladder. But you have to give it. You have to give it an ila now? Shabbos. Huh? We're not talking about Shabbos now, huh? We're not talking about Shabbos. Nothing with Shabbos now. The regular day, you're talking about killing a guy or a yid. That's a min. You're allowed to throw him in, so of course I don't take him out. So my third is, I could do a maysa. That's like throwing him in by taking away the ladder. But he says extra reason. He says, because I don't want my hamer to hold in. Oh, what do you need that for? Why have to give me an excuse? You let to throw him in the bar. Okay, we'll come back to that kasha in a second. So we're going to have the same gemara three times. So I'll speak out the teretz afterwards. So that's the first teretz. I'm an animal to fall in. Rav Yisrael Ben Tavayah, you know what Loimaila means? Loinitzcha, Shemhoisa Evan al Piaber, if there was a stone al Piaber covering that was near the Be'er, Mechasa, I could cover the Be'er, and now the guy can't come out. Why? I want my animals to pass by, I don't want to fall in, so I'm covering it with this rack. So again, you could do a Maisa to keep them in there. But the Gemara is saying again, why? Because I want my animal to walk by, I have to give an excuse. Ravino Amashmaya Sulam, there was a Sulam in there, a ladder, Mesalka, I could take it out. I want to get my son off the roof, so I could take it off. So the Pella is, what's going on with this? Look at Tosfos. Zok Tosfos, they're a mask of the Lord. Second Tosfos in the bottom. Mashma Zok Tosfos, the Oma Hachilish the Mute. He says this excuse to get out of it. Kehechlet have Eva. Vetema. My Eva Shaykh Hacha. Hamarid and Philgatilla. You can throw him in. Obviously, not handing Eva over here. You can throw the guy in. You have to give excuse. Why not? And for Tosfos, Yashloimar. It's going on two different things. The Maridim and Loimar are going two different things. The Maridim, Hainu Kushidenu Tkifa Bezman Abayas. The Maridim is only on where tkifa. Like today, don't try throwing your local priest into a bar. I'm saying, don't try that. It won't be too. It won't be a good idea, because it only works when you're denu tkifa, when you're in charge. It's not a bias. Have a loy mylin af en yedenu tkifa, but loy mylin even when you're not tkifa tkifa. Heichad isach tamutim, you can get out of it. So what's more kasha then? If we already know the Maridim means bezman habayis and loy mylin means today, if I get out of it, so what's more kasha? They're not doing the same thing. Zok Taisus Mekar Hachi Parach. Hashta Chusim Echasinik Jenu Tkifa. If you let it throw him in when Yedenu Tkifa Asuke Hashta Boy, so of course you don't take him out. If you get out of it, so my answer is no. I hear today I even could do a Maisa. And if I get out of it, I could take away the ladder, put a rack on it. That's the Gemara is talking about. So Tosfos is basically answering me is that this the whole sugya of Loi Maila is going on even Bizman Azeh. Mashenke, the Maridin is Bizman Abayis.
I mean, Bizman Azeh, you could do a Maisa together.
You could do a Maisa to get him out if you get out of it. Eva. Right, and if it's a Shtemute, if you can be a Shtemute, if you get out of it. Yeah. Zot Gemara Baita. A very important Gemara coming up. We're not going to finish the sugya, but we're going to start it. Turn around, because it goes to the next Mishnah, we're not going to finish that. Tana Rabbanan. Yisrael mal es erichavim l'shum ger. A Yisrael is allowed to do a mila on a goy if he's becoming a ger. Lafuke l'shum irana adaloy. Irana is a type of worm that could be in the arla and it could make an infection. So you now let a be merape, you now let a heal a goy. So lafuke l'shum irana adaloy. When we talk about a goy, you mean a oivre vezara. You now let the heal of oivre vezara l'shum irana. So Tosis speaks out that this is only, it's really from a little bit from Mashmah Rashi like that also, that it's only if it's for Zog Tosis, Prish Kuntur is the Osler Faisa Machina, Veschar Shorim Shmeva. If they're paying, it's Mutter Mishum Eva. I think Tosis has a little cash on that, but it could be if they're paying, could be then it is Mutter, Alts Eva. But number one is that Yisrael is allowed to mull of his chavim to Shem Gerah, not Shem Refuah. But if chavim, what about going to give a meal to Yisrael? But if chavim, lo yimul Yisrael. Why? Because the chashu shvichazam the ramei. Mashma al tadin l'shma on the meal would be fine. A guy could do it. But it's a problem that chashu al shvichazam the ramei. But chavim, if chavim mulls Yisrael, but man shechem oyim l'gabay. If chavim could do a meal on Yisrael when achem oyim l'gabay, why? Because there's no chash shvichazam because someone else is standing here. If it's privately, they can't do it. Could the chashish vichas don? May I mer? I feel a chaymer in the gav. Not loy. Zim the matzle sekina. He moves his knife in a certain way. Who master krushivcha and will turn the baby into krushivcha and not be able to have children. Therefore, we don't allow him to do a mila at all. Freiti gemara comes out here. Both are bottom may hold. You could do a mila betzim. It's only chashish vichas don. You get out of that problem. You could do a mila. Freiti gemara, is that true? Sovra may I chavim loy. So first of all, it starts this way. So Avicham cannot do a mila. Why? Because shvichas damim v'raminu asya kasha. Irish ain't by reifi Yisrael. A city does not have a mile. The yes, reifi kusi, reifi Avichavim has two other miles. One's a mile who's a kusi, which is a ger, but does not keep the mitzvahs. He's oivin of a nezara. Therefore, he's not a good Jew. A kusi, we know. Yes, reifi kusi, but reifi Avichavim. So which one's better? So Zokra Meir, Yimel Ovechavim, Val Yimel Kusi. The guy should do the Mila, and not the Kusi, the Ramei. And the cash is that we just said it's Choshash Shvichas Dam. Ramei says it's better if the guy does it than the Kusi does it. What's the reason? The reason is because a guy does not do a Mila, the Shem of Edezara. So it's just Stam, and Stam it's Mutter. And that's why it's called a Shema. We'll see more in Chav Zayin about this. But a Kusi, it's Shaloy L'Shema. Why? You look at Rashi, Val Yimel Kusi, Shemol L'Shem Demus Yoyna Shemot Zabraish Hagrizim. And they worship that Yoyna Hagrizim. So we're worried he's going to do it L'Shem Avodah Zarah. That's why a Kusi is not allowed. But the guy is allowed. The Rav Meir, who just says the opposite? Yimel Kusi, Val Yimel Chavim, let the Kusi do it. At least he's a status as a Jew and not a guy. And we'll explain this machlekes as we learn later on tomorrow's daf of Chav Zayin. So the kasha here is that here it says our mayor says a goy could do a mila, and our gemara just said that at shvichas domim we can't do it. So our gemara epoch, we switch it around. Ramei oimer yimel kusi v'loy avichavim. Rabbi Yehuda oimer avichavim lekusi that a goy not a kusi. So it's the opposite now. We switch to mandi amar. And learn from there. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. We're not going to switch it around. And the one who said that guy was mutter was Rameir. I had to steer it here. Shvichas damim. A roife that's professional. If it's mumcha rabim, it's mutter. Why? Because he's going to ruin his profession, and therefore he'll never make a krushivcha, he'll never do shvichas damim, he's going to lose his job. So then it's mutter. So that's what we're holding right now. What we're holding right now is, we're continuing tomorrow, what we're holding right now is that we are not switching it around. And Rameyer says it's better the goy than the kusi. Why? Because the kusi does shloil shema, does shem vayazar. A goy shvichas damim, or krushivcha? No, he's a roife mumcha. Rabbi Yehuda is better kusi than a goy. You know why? Because a kusi at least fits into the pasuk va'atas brisi tishmar. Mashenik and a goy does not fit into that pasuk. Therefore, a goy should not do it. And Meshem tomorrow will continue the sugya and get to if a lady's mutter memila, so on and so forth.